The Trump Justice Department made a sweeping and unprecedented policy change that, at bottom, reprioritized anti-discrimination policies government-wide. Interfaith Alliance of Colorado, for one, responded with the inspiring Not in Our Name campaign. And I am happy to welcome Executive Director, the Reverend Amanda Henderson, back to State of Belief Radio. Amanda, thank you for being with us again.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Why was it important for Interfaith Alliance of Colorado to respond so quickly and resolutely to the administration's position change on religious liberty and protections for women and LGBT persons?
You know, I think this is a very clear issue in a time when there are so many things that are complex and nuanced. This is one that is just clear. As people from multiple faith traditions, we are called to be welcoming and to love our neighbor. This is at the heart of so many of our different traditions. So it's disheartening when political people and leaders use our faith traditions as a justification to do exactly the opposite, to cause harm and to discriminate against people. And that's just not who I am as a religious leader or who the people that I know as religious people and communities are. I think that I want to live in a community where I or the people that I know and care for, or all people, should have the freedom to walk into a public place of business and to be treated the same way as anyone else, that we shouldn't be treated differently by who we are or what we believe or the color of our skin. And this is something that I feel like we decided decades ago as a country, and I don't understand why we continue to come back to this. First and foremost, I think that the timing was disheartening in a time when our country was in the midst of grieving. We've been crying out over these national disasters, and this week, fires, and so many are hurting. We had just had the mass shooting in Las Vegas, and people are reeling and in pain. And in the midst of this, there is this work happening behind the scenes to take away freedom from people, to limit opportunity and access to things like birth control, that as a woman, that gives me greater freedom and ability to determine the direction of my life, to limit people who are gay and lesbian and transgender from experiencing freedom to walk and be themselves in the communities that they live in. I think that it's our job as religious people to call this out and to stand with those who are being harmed, and to shine a light during this time when there are so many things happening on this underground work that is taking away people's freedom and rights and opportunity. So it's important for us to be gathering religious people and to speaking with a prophetic voice of love and to calling out these laws and policies that are causing harm.
Amanda, how harmful is it to authentic religion to encourage bias and a false victim mentality?
I think it's extremely harmful, especially in a time when so many are disillusioned with organized religion, and so many people have written us off as hypocrites and people who are more concerned with nitpicking about morality and discriminating against those they disagree with, that this just perpetuates those stereotypes. And my experiences and the statistics show that the vast majority of people who come from multiple religious traditions are working to live their faith and to love in their community in ways that are full of compassion and love and generosity. And so using our name as religious people just perpetuates these harmful stereotypes, and it really does damage to our way of being as people of faith living in the community.
Are you seeing a broader pushback among faith leaders and other people of faith in Colorado and beyond?
That's a good question. I absolutely am. I'm a part of different rabbi and clergy group this week, we all talked about the ways that we are confronting this in our community and the ways that we are daily coming together to speak a different vision of who we are and to act as a different vision of who we are. That is my place of hope in this time, is seeing the ways that so many people are coming together across our differences to say, this is not who we are. This is not who we want to be. And there is a level of resilience and determination, while I think that too often that's not being seen because it's happening behind the scenes, that people are being strengthened and coming together to act and move for love and compassion.
Do you worry that even more attacks on previously protected groups of our fellow Americans may be on the way?
Absolutely. And I don't think it's even a worry that they're about to come. I think that the numbers over the past year show that they have been coming. We work closely here with the Department of Justice and Homeland Security, and we have a coalition of groups who are standing up against hate, and we've been tracking, and there is an absolute increase in acts of hate and aggression and violence against marginalized people. And this gets pushed down by some of our leaders questioning the facts, but the statistics are there that there has been an increase. And I do feel concerned that this will continue to increase with the current political climate.
Amanda, I also want to highlight the upcoming celebration that Interfaith Alliance of Colorado is hosting. The Force for Good campaign is ongoing, but later this month, you've got the Force for Good Awards coming up. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, we are really excited about this because one of the things that we feel is so important is to be a catalyst for social change. And that involves encouraging and highlighting and supporting those who are using their faith as a force for good in the community. So we will be celebrating a few specific people and groups. The first is Bishop Karen Olavito of the Methodist Church, who is the first openly gay woman to hold the role of bishop in the United Methodist Church. And we're giving this award to her as well as to the Mountain Sky area of the church, who has done a beautiful job and set an example of how to stand in difficult spaces with love and compassion while continuing to be on the side of justice and equality. And to do that without harming others, but really holding that space grounded in love. We will also be giving an award to Denver Homeless Out Loud, who is one of our partners here who works on the street and is always centering the experience of people who are experiencing homelessness. And we've worked together with them to build a coalition to show an alternative way of thinking about addressing homelessness through creating a tiny home village that's grounded in self-determination and community. So we'll be highlighting their work and the things that they have taught us. And their faith is not always spoken in the same ways that mine is, but it is one of the most authentic, they are some of the most authentic people I have ever been around. And so we're excited to honor them. And then finally, we will be honoring one of our legislators, Representative Joe Salazar, who last year brought a bill to the Colorado legislature to name that Colorado would not participate in any sort of list of keeping track of our Muslim community or any type of internment camp that has been used in the past, and which Colorado both participated in with Japanese internment camps, sadly, in our history, and our governor at the time spoke out against those. So Joe Salazar has really led the way to stand with our refugees and our immigrants and our religious minorities. So by highlighting these stories and these people in this time when it feels like all we hear is bad news, we hope that people will continue to be inspired and continue to stick with being a force for good in the community.
Those great choices. How do people in the area get more information on going to this event?
So if you go to our Facebook page, we have a very active Facebook page. You can look us up at Interfaith Alliance of Colorado. You can also go to our website at interfaithallianceco.org and get more information.
The Force for Good campaign is such an inspiring initiative. Would you just talk just a little more about that?
Yeah, you know, it started as us wanting to build a foundation of people who were ready to act and to speak out as we have seen this rise of using freedom of religion as a justification for discrimination. We got out front and named, we are building a base of people who are going to speak out when religion is used to harm and to continue to highlight religion as a force for good in our communities. So we have people who are signed on from faith communities, as well as businesses and nonprofits and individuals, as well as organizations. And because of this, in Colorado, at our state legislature, for the past 3 years, we've been able to stop any sort of bill that's using religious freedom as a justification for discrimination. And that's another piece of this Masterpiece Kate case that's important, is that in Colorado, we have said that this is not okay, three times in the state legislature, as well as in the Colorado Supreme Court that refused to pick up this case, and in our civil rights division. So it's disturbing that the Supreme Court, you know, if they were to side against side with Masterpiece Cake and against the couple who experienced discrimination, they would also be siding against the will of the people in Colorado who have multiple times said that this is not okay.
By the way, are you available to be Attorney General of the United States?
I'm not sure they would take me.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't. The Reverend Amanda Henderson is Executive Director of Interfaith Alliance of Colorado. The Force for Good Awards ceremony will be on Monday, October 23rd in Denver. You can get tickets and learn more about the organization at interfaithallianceco.org. Amanda, it's always great to talk with you. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work, and thanks for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you and promise you we will handle that money responsibly for the betterment of communicating what's going on in our nation, and we'll try to do it in a civil way. If you've heard something on this week's show that you think would be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes, an in-depth archive, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and engage in the discussion. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.